Let's pray.
Father, this morning we are so thankful that that you love us. And this morning I pray that as we hear from you, that your words will speak to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Are there things in your life with which you are not satisfied? Let me repeat that question. Are there things in your life with which you are not satisfied? Do you find it hard to have a wholesome, fulfilling relationship? Or maybe relationships? Cope with life's difficulties? When difficulties come in your life, you find it hard to cope with it. And at times, life does not look hopeful at all. At all, not at all. It doesn't look hopeful. And if this sounds familiar to you, if this sounds like you, let me tell you, you are not alone. If all the things that I said earlier sounds familiar, sounds like some part of your life might be like that, you are not alone. There are hundreds and thousands of men and women who wants to live a wholesome, fulfilling life. A 360-degree life. You know, a 360-degree life is what? It's a full circle, right? You start, here's the dot, you go this way, you go this way, you go this way, you go this way, and you come back. 360-degree life. A full circle life, a wholesome. Maybe some of the words like whole, complete, wholesome, fulfilling might be the choice words to define a 360-degree living. Now let me tell you why I chose to speak on this topic. Before I go any further, let me tell you why I chose to speak on this topic, a 360-degree living, the keys to living life to the fullest. I chose to speak on this not because I have attained the 360-degree living in my own life. I do not speak as someone standing here pointing fingers at you, saying, "Hey guys, look at my life. I have already I live 360-degree full circle, wholesome, fulfilling life." Not so. It is not that reason that I speak on this. I decided to speak on this as one day I was praying and fasting. Normally the Tuesday is the prayer and fasting day for the church, and most of us work full-time, so we take our lunch break and we pray and fast. You know, we fast, we pray. And as I was doing that, I was grieved in my heart. And I was feeling very, very uncomfortable as how Christians, we live, and I was living. I felt like I'm not living to the fullest. I'm not living a fulfilling, a wholesome life. And that's the thought came to my life. The term that came is 360-degree living. And I did not know. At that time, I did not know at all what it meant. And if I could bring you my notes, what I wrote down 360-degree life. I do not know what this means. But the Lord continuously kept on speaking in regard to this, and others from the church, they have been, as I discussed with them about this, they have brought various insight into this topic of a full circle, full wholesome, fulfilling life. And I know that, like I said, hundreds and thousands of men and women who wants to live a wholesome, fulfilling life. You know, there might be a desire in their heart, and you might be one of them. Because I know I am one of them who wants to live a full circle, 360 degree life. I want to live a wholesome, fulfilling life. Over the course of next few weeks, we will be discussing various aspects of 360 degree living, which we will be saying, which we will actually refer to as a wholesome, fulfilling life. Let me ask you this. Have you ever, maybe not in these exact words, exact same phrase, but in these lines of thought, have you ever said or have you ever thought, I want to live a wholesome, fulfilling life? It doesn't have to be exact, this exact same phrase, but maybe in this line of thought, you have said, I want to live a wholesome, fulfilling life. I am tired of living a mediocre, unfulfilled life. Because I know I have done that. I said that deep down in my heart, I am tired of living a mediocre, unfulfilled life. Not fulfilling my purpose, not fulfilling my calling, not fulfilling what I am made to be. If you have ever thought in those terms, I want to live a wholesome, fulfilling life, then I have good news for you. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, and I'm going to quote this from the Message version of the Bible. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, it says, for everything absolutely above and below, visible and invisible, everything God started in Him and finds its purpose in Him. I'm going to read that again. For everything absolutely above and below, visible and invisible, everything God started in Him and finds its purpose in Him. Also, I would like to quote Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. And again, I'm quoting from the Message version of the Bible. It says, it's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ, He had His eye on us. Long before we first heard of Christ, He had His eye on us, had designs on us for glorious living. Part of the overall purpose He is working out in everything and everyone. So if you have thought, or if you had pondered, if you had been craving, saying that I want to live a wholesome, fulfilling life, here is something for you. Like I said, you are not alone. Hundreds and thousands of men and women who are craving, desiring to live a wholesome, fulfilling life, not knowing really where to find it. Not knowing that there is already a design, a pattern of living. There is a way. There is good news. That you just don't have to desire. You just don't have to go on thinking, you know, every day it's a drudgery. Every day I get up in the morning, 6 o'clock, I do my daily things, I get ready, go to work, work 8 to 5, come back home, make dinner, eat, raise the kids, and that's my life. I want to do more. I want to find a wholesomeness in my life. I want to find a fulfillment in my life. We just keep on saying that. If you are someone who just keeps on saying that, here is something. Here is a good news for you, because it is in Christ. It is in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ, He had His eye on us, had designs on us for glorious living. Part of the overall purpose He is working out in everything and everyone. As you can see, that the verses that I chose points us, clearly conveys that the wholesome living and fulfilling living starts with God, starts in Christ. If you have ever thought, if you have ever pondered, if you have ever asked yourself, I want to live a wholesome, fulfilling life, but I do not know how. Here is your chance. Here is your good news. Here is what you need to do. A wholesome, fulfilling life starts with God, starts in Christ. You know, then the question, which is inevitable, I know in your mind you are thinking, okay, you have talked about wholesome living, you have talked about fulfilling living, now what does it really mean? What does it mean? What does a 360 degree living means? Now, I chose that term, you know, it's a catchy term. I wish I would have spoken about it last year when Xbox 360 came out. Now, how many of you remember that hype? Xbox 360. You know, oh, people went crazy. People went crazy about Xbox 360. They camped outside of EB Games, camped outside of Walmart, everywhere that Xbox 360 could be found. It's ironic, you know, that people get so crazy about a piece of electronic equipment that can really not give them a wholesome, fulfilling life other than a momentary pleasure of playing some games on a dull TV screen. I do agree that it gives a momentary pleasure, when I said, but that pleasure is not lasting. People get so crazy about a piece of electronic equipment that calls itself 360, meaning it will provide a 360 degree angle of pleasure if you own this machine. So, why not get crazy about God who can give you a 360 degree living, fulfilling living? Because, like I said, it has the verses that I quoted from the Bible, it pointed that the 360 degree living or a wholesome, fulfilling living starts with God, starts with Christ. What is a 360 degree living? It's a wholesome, fulfilling life which is centered around Christ, which is Christ-centered. Like I had quoted from Colossians, if we can go back to Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, please. For everything absolutely above and below, visible and invisible, everything God started in Him and finds its purpose in Him. Everything started with Him. Everything finds purpose in Him, in Christ. And that's 360 degree living. A wholesome, fulfilling living can only occur, can only happen when a life, a human life, is in Christ. What prevents us from living a 360 degree living? Oh, you guys have the answer. Believe me, I have the answer. What prevents us from living a wholesome, fulfilling living? Can I get some answers, please? Like, you know, because I know I'm not alone, right? I know I'm not alone. It's not just me who has been feeling that I really do not live a wholesome, fulfilling life. I need to live life more in that 360 degree circle. Right? Let's hear some answers. Okay, I'll start. Okay. My daily busyness, okay, prevents me from living a 360 degree life. I get so busy that my focus goes off from being a Christ-centered life to a work-centered life. And I have suffered from that. And I'm trying to go back to that Christ-centered life. How about you guys? Yes, Johnny.
I was going to, before you said it, Before you said it, I was going to say that, well, sometimes I get so tied up in work, and I work 18 hours some days and things like that. Not as much 18 hours anymore, but I sometimes work too many hours. But the scripture does say, do your work heartily as unto the Lord, so I need to keep him in mind when I'm doing it. But sometimes I'm not.
Okay. Anyone else would like to share any more of the reasons?
I think worry.
Okay, worries. Worries about what? Life?
Life, maybe finances.
Okay.
What I need to do tomorrow if I'm stressed about.
Okay. Okay. Desires of flesh. You know, Jesus summed it up very well about why people fail to live a Christ-centered, wholesome, fulfilling 360-degree life. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, later part of 41, it says, "Spirit is willing, but the body is weak." The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. You know, we are willing. Otherwise, we wouldn't say, yes, I do. You know, otherwise, we wouldn't be in that category of thousands of men and women, millions of men and women, those who are saying, I do want to live a wholesome, fulfilling life, but I just don't know how to do it. Their spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Let's read what Paul says in Romans chapter 7, verse 18, later part of 18 and 19. He says, Paul says, "For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing." And if Paul can say that, a guy who had, I mean, in today's time, what would he say? He had probably quadruple doctorate, you know, and he did lots of studies. He tried to keep every law. He was the Pharisee of the Pharisees, Jew of the Jew. And he's saying this. He's saying, "For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing." You know, therefore, we found, you know, what is a 360-degree living? What is a 360-degree living? It's a life centered around Christ. The wholesome, fulfilling life can only occur when the life is Christ-centered. But now we were discussing what prevents us from living a Christ-centered, a 360-degree, full-circle, wholesome, fulfilling life. The answer is our own self. The answer is our own self, our desires, putting our focus on ourselves and the not so important things that we cling on to in our lives as very important things. Those are the things that keep us from living a 360-degree full circle life in Christ. Not so important things that we fool ourselves with, clinging on to them, thinking that they are very important things in our life. Those are the things that keep us from living for Christ. Now, I know I have probably portrayed the picture pretty bleak here, pretty dark, right? That it seems like no one can do it, which is true. None of us can do it in our own strength. And I know that the question, that same question came to my mind then, who can do it? Who can live a 360-degree, wholesome, fulfilling life? Who can? If Paul, such a great guy, you know, wrote almost half of the New Testament saying that all the things, the good things that he wants to do, he cannot do it. But instead, he does all the evil things that he doesn't want to do. If he is saying that, then we as human beings, as we are, simple human beings, can we do it? The answer is, everyone can live a wholesome, fulfilling, 360-degree life. Everyone. In John chapter 8, verse 36, Jesus says, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Because a 360-degree life is Christ-centered, we only get our power, our strength to live a full circle, wholesome, fulfilling 360-degree life in Christ, from Christ. Because if Christ sets you free, you are free indeed. Maybe you are in bondage of broken relationships. Maybe you are in bondage of difficulties in your life, sicknesses, addictions, various things that you know, I don't know, but you know. You know, and those are keeping you from living a wholesome, fulfilling life. You can live a wholesome, fulfilling life, a 360-degree life in Christ, because if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, after Paul wrote that, Paul said, you know, I want to do everything good, but I cannot do it. The bad things that I don't want to do, I keep on doing them. This is what Paul writes. Paul says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And then he goes on to write in, again, 2 Corinthians 12, 10. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, later part of 10, he says, for when I am weak, then I am strong. And he also says that in Christ I can do all things in him who gives me strength. Paul says, for when I'm weak, then I'm strong. Are you feeling weak? Are you feeling like, really, you cannot do this? I cannot leave. I have tried many times. Maybe you are one of those people. Maybe you are like me. I try every day. And in some areas I fail and I think, this ain't gonna happen. I'm not cut for it. Right? I'm not cut for it. I cannot do this. I cannot live a God-pleasing, 360-degree, wholesome, fulfilling life. You know, then you and I need to come to this verse where it says, for when I'm weak, then I am strong. So if you are feeling like that, you cannot, you have the desire. You have the desire. You said, I want to live a wholesome, fulfilling life. But then you are like Paul, I cannot do the good things that I try to do. I do the bad things that I don't want to do. But now, here is what will enable us. Here is what will activate us to live a wholesome, fulfilling life, realizing that only by the strength that God gives us, we can live a 360-degree living. We can live a fulfilling, wholesome living. Because when I'm weak, then I'm strong. You see, a wholesome, fulfilling life starts with God. Because only He can turn our weaknesses into strength. It begins, a wholesome, fulfilling life begins in God. It's Christ-centered. So therefore, to live a wholesome, fulfilling, 360-degree life, your life needs to be centered around Christ. Do you want to live a wholesome, fulfilling life? I do. Do you want to live a wholesome, fulfilling, 360-degree life? Then come to Christ and learn how to live in fulfillment. You know, like I said, in the coming weeks, we will be talking about how we can live a fulfilling relationship. How we can live in fulfilling relationships. How can we cope with life's difficulties and live a life of full of hope. That's what we are going to do in the coming weeks. Today, we just got a glimpse of what a 360 degree life is. Who can live a 360 degree life? Who can live a wholesome, fulfilling life? But in the coming weeks, we'll be talking about how to live that life, fulfilling life in our relationships, in coping with life's difficulties, and finding a life that is full of hope. Let's pray. Father, we come before you this afternoon, and we just thank you, Lord God, that you speak to us. And I pray, Lord God, that as we have heard about, you know, we all have been trying to live a fulfilling life, a wholesome life. And I pray, Lord God, that we will know, we'll learn over the course of a few weeks how to really live that. How to really live that in day in and day out. And we thank you, Lord God, for speaking to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.